Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time for round one of Beat the Bank Extreme. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 13 to play round one. And if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We'll do it again an hour from now. Brand new password, brand new vault for you. But that $10,000 is still up for grabs. And real quick, before we get into Jenna's That's What I Like, we were talking in the hunt for Big Al's new girlfriend. Whoever's a billionaire is fine. But some facts about billionaires, Big Al Mac, you're in the hunt for, you know, finding one.
Okay.
If you're a Libra, consider yourself in luck. Researchers found out that out of the top 250 billionaires released by Forbes, there were more Libras than any other sign. So look for the ladies born between September 23rd and October 22nd. My wife's a Libra, so that's good news for me. And then Pisces, which is what I am, came in second. 22 billionaires. And then Cancer, Taurus, Leo.
Everything was sad.
Yeah. Mm. Capricorn and Sagittarius came in last. Sorry, buddy. Not looking good right there. But now you know what to hunt for.
Okay.
All right. Jenna, let's get into your What You Like segment.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
That's what she like.
You know what I'm really into, JC, but I'm not playing it for y'all today.
What's that?
Reggaeton.
Reggaeton?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Listen to a lot of that, but it's hard for me to play because I'm not sure if they're swearing. You know, like, they probably are, but since I don't fully understand the language, I'm not sure.
So Trey usually has me come in the room and take a listen before we play any.
So I don't want to roll in here and be like, this is my new favorite song.
Yeah, we'll go through it and make sure there's no cursing.
Most of our listeners were like, Jenna, no.
No.
So this one's Cleanish, and he was in studio. We loved him. He had a really cool song on the radio for a while, and now he has tons of new music out. And I don't know. I get like kind of like a Post Malone vibe from some of his new stuff, which is going to shock you, but it's Bozzy. Do you remember Bozzy?
Yeah, that dude can sing, man.
He can sing, and he can kind of flow. And anyway, this is a new song of his, and it's called Paradise.
Let's do this right. Let's go to
Paradise. I'm about to pull another, just let it out. The night has just begun, we on alert for now. If I get too good, promise you'll hold me down. Yeah, this that you can't deny. This that you feel inside. It's our life, our time, we live in well. Late nights in the city causing hell. Burn this to the ground away.
Don't you wish you could sing just like that? And then he sounds good too when he's flowing.
Yeah,
I really like this song. And then there's another new one of his that came out as well along with this one, and it's equally as good. I really like it. Different vibe.
Because mine, when he first came out,
was
like
mine. A love song, but it was great.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm into it. I'm really into all this new Bozzy. So sometimes, you know, when I'm going through new music that I like, I continue to go back to certain songs. And, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to give this a second listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to listen to this one again.
It could be a grower, yeah. And then it grows on you.
And then I didn't even want to listen to anything else. So anyway, Bozzy, awesome. Check it out. Okay, I'm just going to get into this because I had a movie recommended to me. And I had seen it. You know, when you see just the screen and you're flipping through trying to find something to watch and you keep seeing it and then you never watch it and then finally you hear from someone, you need to watch this movie. It is so good and it is not at all what you think it is. And that is Three Identical Strangers. I'm sure a lot of you listening
have seen it on Netflix.
But you've seen it. Yeah, it's like black and yellow cover. And so you know if you watch the preview that this is an actual documentary. And it is about three boys who were separated at birth. They're twins, triplets, and put into different families. And then Chance Encounter. Two of them meet. I mean, this happens very early on. I mean, I'm not spoiling anything because there's a lot of twists that you're just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But it turns out this was a terrible experiment that someone wanted to do with a woman who was giving up triplets for adoption. And they wanted to do a social experiment and place them in three different homes with a, you know, more of a poorer family, middle class and upper class family, and see the nature versus nurture debate, but they are shockingly similar.
Whoa.
And they're absolutely identical. And it's a little dark, obviously, to do that to, you know, to three boys like this, but it is just so fascinating and jaw-dropping, and you're really going to... You're really going to enjoy the movie. It's going to kind of outrage you at the same time, but it is incredibly fascinating because they were celebrities at the time this happened. You know, they were getting interviewed on all the news shows. There is so much incredible footage of them to be a part of this documentary, right? Wow. So there doesn't have to be any reenactments of any kind because they have so much great footage. So loved it.
Three Identical Strangers.
Looks good.
So add that to the list this weekend, even though there's some other good movies out. So if you're staying in and the weather's bad, watch it. Watch it.
All right.
I think all of you would enjoy it, actually. Yeah. And there's not a lot of things that I think we would all enjoy.
I'm so intrigued just by the fact that they were, it was a social experiment with humans, that, you know, based with their livelihood. Poor, middle class, rich family. I'm gonna check it out this weekend, Jenna. What else you got?
All right. So I have a friend that's slightly more hippie than me. And she tells me about apps that she's into because she'll often send me screenshots. She works for me and she likes to send me uplifting messages. And she's like, Jenna, I don't know if it's just me, but I'm really into the moon. And we are all been talking about the moon lately all the time because there's
been
all these
weird
moons and we want to know what moon is what. But we're into very aesthetically pleasing apps. You know, I've told you about Time Page, the calendar that we just both love because it looks pretty and it keeps track of everything. This is kind of along those lines, but it's called Moon. And it sends you, not only does it send you updates or you can see what kind of moon's coming and what it means for you in your life, but yeah, it'll just send you, you know, like you're stellar today. Like it'll just send you really cool little messages that look really pretty, but it's just a quick little thing. But yeah, the moon app, it's been very fascinating for us because now you can go outside and be like, that's a blood moon. I know what this moon is. This is a super, what was the last one? Had that weird name. Yeah,
warm
moon.
Yeah,
but it tells you what's coming up and what that means for your life if you should be making decisions or if maybe your energy's off. But we've been talking about the moon a lot here lately, so I thought y'all might find it interesting, maybe for just a quick app download. And then one last thing, I get asked all the time about workout clothes because sometimes I like to exercise, not as much lately. But I have this outfit on today, and it made me think there's a brand that all my friends and I have been wearing all the time. I'm not paid by them or anything. I just buy them. But it's Year of Ours. Lululemon, I know a lot of people like that. It's just like not my jam, and sometimes it can be too expensive, so this is slightly less. But these pants,
more affordable.
Yeah, friends of all sizes, and they're very flattering, very well-made, cool colors, and they tie in their high-waisted, because most women know we want to wear high-waisted workout pants. They are all so cute. I absolutely love them. I almost exclusively wear it now. Year of Ours.
They almost look like football pants.
That's what they're called.
Oh, that's what
they're called.
Okay.
The football. They're called the football because because they tie at the waist really high. And they're so flattering. I mean, everyone I know that has them, they look so good in them.
Yeah, they look good.
It's rid of that roll.
It does.
Uh-huh.
They're high, make your butt look good.
There you go.
Love
Kelly,
it.
Kelly, get some of those, girl. With the weight that you've lost, you're looking good already.
Right.
Yeah, Kelly,
you're right.
You sure I get some for you?
That's
your birthday is coming
up
next week.
That's right. It is. Yes, thank you.
I got you.
Thank you, Al.
Kelly, are you some jeans?
Got you.
Because you're skinny.
Oh, that's you came up with that one on your own.
That just popped up because I was talking about the pants. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Extreme.
Pete. The Bang.
Extreme.
Bezos. Walton. Or maybe Oprah. Sorry, J-Lo. Nice to know you.
Oh, wow.
Pete. The Bang.
Are you breaking up?
Really, Al?
Pete, Big Daddy.
The Bang.
Well, I mean, should the love of my life, a.k.a. Alice Walton, or Mackenzie Bezos,
yes,
hit me up, I would have to break things off with my crush on J-Lo.
Oh, so J-Lo still has a shot right now, but it's,
she's still
it's diminishing.
House.
Okay, gotcha.
She's still in the house. You know.
Why don't you try tweeting at Mrs. Bezos?
Sure.
Ms. Bezos.
Yes. I tried to hit her up on Instagram. I couldn't find her on Instagram.
Well, she's on Twitter.
Yeah, she's on Twitter now. She just started, so she's early on in the, game.
She's checking all the messages to see what people are saying about her.
I want
to
see what people are writing. I want to see how many dudes are sneaking in. They're going, sup. What's up?
You up? Hey, you up?
What's up, Prudence?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Excellent. What
are
you up?
Not doing as good as Ms. Bezos, but we're good.
No, not even close.
Right? What are you up to this morning?
I am bringing my daughter to school.
Aw. All right. What's her name?
Her name is Mina.
Mina, what's up, girl? You have a good day at school, and your mom just got through.
Thanks, y'all.
Well, Prudence, you are the correct caller, which means you get to play Beat the Bank
Extreme,
which is going to be awesome. You could win up to $10,000. But first, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Security.
Password accepted.
Security. There it is. That's the password. You have gained access to our vault. Which one would you like to enter?
Number 77.
Wow. All right. Here is the future Mr. Bezos Big Al Max to tell you how we play the game.
Sure.
He's going to take his last name.
Absolutely, I would. Call me Big Al Bezos.
Big Bezos.
Prudence, you're going to be in the bank vault, and you're going to hear our banker holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase. We have no idea how high they're going to go. Could be in the hundreds. Could be 1,000, could be 2,000, could be 5,000, could be 10,000. Your job is to say stop before the door closes. Should you hear the word 1,000, let me forewarn you, that's as high as it's going to go. So you definitely want to say stop after that. But the key is to just say stop before that vault door closes. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All yes, right. Ma'am.
Got this.
All right, let's get you some money, Prudence. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$100, $130, $180, $220, $240, $390, $410, $460.
No, that's not good at all. I'm sorry, Prudence.
I even told my daughter, if it reaches 500, I'm going to say stop.
Aw, man.
Yeah,
that was
numbering everything.
That sounds prudent to me, but didn't work.
I
see what you did there, Al.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you and your little girl have a good day and a great weekend. And Prudence, you keep on trying. Hopefully, we get to hear from you again, okay?
You guys, too. Have a great weekend.
All right,
you
Prudence. Too. Hey, that's how the game goes sometimes.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to pick with the vaults. Another password for you coming your way in about 35 minutes, Kid Nation. We'll catch you up with that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we had Prudence come in here with Beat the Bank Extreme.
Yeah.
Walked away with nothing because she went for it this morning.
Did.
It's all good, though. We got another chance here coming up in about 25 minutes. Brand new password for you to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
But right now it's time to feel good, Kid Nation.
And that shit make you feel good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got one here from the Washington Post. Is that the one Bezos owns?
Yeah.
The one Al's future girlfriend decided not to take?
Yeah, gave it up.
But Liz Smith is the director of nursing at a hospital in Massachusetts near Boston. And about 2 years ago, she got obsessed with one of her patients, who was an 8-month-old baby named Giselle. She noticed Giselle was being wheeled down a hallway, asked another nurse about her. And it turned out she had a bunch of issues because her mom was a drug addict.
Oh. Mm.
And she was less than 2 pounds when she was born. But here's the really heartbreaking part. The nurse told her that in the 5 months that Giselle had been there, no one had come to visit her. Social services had been trying to place her in foster care. So that night, Liz, she said, I'll take care of her. She's in her 40s, never had a kid of her own, but she always wanted kids. So 3 weeks later, she got permission to take Giselle home temporarily. That was 2 years ago. And Giselle still has some issues, but she's doing a lot better now. And the Washington Post just did the write-up where they let us know that Liz finally adopted Giselle at the end of last year. And they became a family.
Wow.
That's a definite feel-good right there.
Yeah, it is.
Sad.
Sad. No visitors in all that time. But now she has a loving mommy.
And fully addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But they're helping her out with that. Hopefully she's doing better. Still has some issues, like they said, but. Jolie, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great. You have a pretty cool feel good Friday.
My daughter is so excited right now. We've been trying to get through to you guys forever.
What's her name?
Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee. What's up?
Kaylee?
Hi.
So, Jolie, what's your big feel good Friday?
Well, we've been living with my mom for the last 2 years, and over spring break, a really good close friend of ours is renting us their house. So whenever the girls finish school this summer, we're going to move into our own house again, finally, and we're so excited.
Yes!
Awesome. Nice,
get your own house, Jolie.
Congrats.
Yes.
Congratulations. Thanks for sharing. You guys have a wonderful weekend together. That's cool. You can finally get to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that liberty again.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen.
Hello. Good morning, kids.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so what's your feel-good Friday for us?
Well, it's tomorrow is a huge celebration for not just us, but a ton of families from Dallas. It is the annual Heart Party for Children's Medical Center. And this is a party celebrating all of the kids who have had heart surgeries in their life, open heart surgeries. We all get together and the doctors and nurses who aren't on call come out and visit with us, and we get to see everybody not in the hospital, which is super exciting.
That's cool.
My son's had 7 open heart surgeries.
Wow.
He's 3. So this is a big celebration for us.
Wow. Absolutely. He's doing good now?
Yeah, he's doing amazing. I can't wait to show him off to all the wonderful doctors and nurses at Children's Health.
That's great. Oh, awesome. Wow. Love the Children's Health family, the medical staff.
Yeah.
So good.
They are amazing, and it's a great time for us to show, because, I mean, they only get to see us when we're sick.
Yep.
Now we all get to see each other when we're healthy, and that's such a great, fun day.
Healthy, very cool. Happy, out of the hospital. Very you guys cool. Have fun at that heart party, Karen. And what's your son's name?
Alex,
big old hug, man.
What
you
up,
keep
Alex?
On being a stud. 7 surgeries at 3 years old. Wow. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. You have some good news to share about your mom?
I do. A few years ago, my mom actually was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And she had a scare again about a month ago, and she just got her lab results back, and she is cancer-free.
All right.
And on top of that, I got married this last weekend. So.
Oh, nice.
Wow. All right.
Come on now.
Congrats on congrats.
Was
yeah.
The wedding was the wedding everything you wanted it to be?
It really was. Lots of tears. I'm a sappy person, so yeah. I cried all my makeup off. But yeah, it was everything.
God. Well, congratulations, Taylor, on both the wedding and your mom being cancer-free.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing. Have a wonderful weekend. Let's go to Maggie here. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. So this is really cool news you want to share with us. What's your feel-good Friday?
So for my top choice for college, this past week I got accepted into not only there's Honors College, but I also got a roommate. And I was really scared about my roommate because, like, it was random. But we've been talking, and it turns out we're, like, practically the exact same person.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, this is going to be so much fun for you, your first year with your roommate in the dorms. What school did you pick? Where are you going to be going?
Texas Tech.
Hey!
Good
news. Yeah.
Thank you.
You going to be watching the game this weekend?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you got to be full on fan now.
The right or wrong roommate can make or break your college.
I did random.
I'm so happy for Maggie that she got a good one.
Yeah, I did random.
I did
and
too.
It turned out great.
Yeah.
I was in the honors dorm, and she tested out like 2 years of college. She was so smart. She was my designated driver because she did the party.
Yeah.
It was an ideal match.
Yeah, right?
You had a good one, Kelly, because you had a random?
I had random. We had 4 girls in one room. I mean, it's been so long ago. I was the 4th. So Tracy. Oh, I can't remember the other girls. Yeah. It's been so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was only for 1 year.
Yeah.
I kept in touch with my roommate for a little while. In fact, I've talked to him within the last couple of years, Gary Clark.
I still talk to mine.
Kimball High School. Yeah.
But, yeah, we still talk.
He's an awesome guy.
Hi, who am I talking to? Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hey. Welcome to the show. So what are you going to be doing this weekend?
I am going prom dress shopping with my mom.
There you go.
Are you going to go, are you going strapless? Are you going to go spaghetti straps? What are we looking at here?
I have no clue.
Yes.
My original dress doesn't fit, so we have to go get a new one.
All right.
I love your little giggle. My little original dress.
Did we get a? Did we have a date, Carrie?
Yes, I'm going with my boyfriend. His name's Brandon.
Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Did he do a nice promposal for you? Was it just a regular, hey, go to prom with me, girl?
I actually did the promposal for him because I am in a grade above him.
Hey!
Oh, my man.
We tell you, girls, sometimes you got to be the one to take your shot.
Yeah.
Well done.
All right.
Well, Carrie, you guys have fun at prom. Yeah. Good luck shopping for that dress. I hope you find the right one. Let's take one last one here from Allie. Hi, Allie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. So what's your feel-good Friday?
So my husband and I were finishing up the process. Well, we finished the process to become foster to adopt parents, and we received our first foster child the same weekend I found out I was pregnant.
Whoa!
All right.
So you
it all happened at one time.
A little foster child, and you're looking to adopt? Yeah, are you guys still looking to adopt, too?
Yes, we hope to adopt him if everything works out, but it's a long process, so we will just hope.
Well, thank you for what you do, because we do need a lot of foster parents out there. There's a lot of kids that need a home. And good luck with your pregnancy, Allie. Thanks for calling us and sharing that news with us.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We do have a superstar on the phone right now. Before we get to him, we do need to give you the password for Beat the Bank.
It's true.
I'll do that real quick because he's on the phone now. The password is sunshine. That is your password right there.
Aww.
The password is sunshine.
Speaking of sunshine.
Zachary. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Zachary. Hey.
What up?
Hi.
Did you hear the password?
Guys, the password is sunshine. Thank I'm a little you. Disappointed the password's not Shazam, yeah. But that's okay.
You know what? That
totally
been
fair, Zachary.
Yeah, it would have been.
Dude, how
total missed opportunity.
How excited are you that your movie's finally in theaters?
Beyond. It's like bursting, man. I mean, this is all the grooviest wish fulfillment in my life. Ever since I was a little kid, I dreamt about being a superhero, and now I am, and the movie itself is about wish fulfillment. It's about the kid and all of us kind of getting to journey and experience that, and you know, and that you know, so many people are already just being so effusive about their appreciation and love of the film, the early reviews, and everything. I mean, I couldn't have scripted this. I mean, I just feel like I'm living my dreams, and I'm so grateful.
I cannot wait to watch the movie. I'm so excited. Now,
I just hope I can get a seat this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, Kelly. Maybe Zachary can pull some strings.
Yes, go buy tickets immediately. It's totally worth it.
Hey, since you're basically playing a kid, you know, you're a grown man, you have a grown man body, but you're playing a kid. Did you have to hang out with your co-star to make sure that you got his mannerisms, or did he have to adopt yours?
No, I mean, we definitely got to, you know, fortunately had some rehearsal time before we started shooting the film, and Asher is such a just a sweet, talented kid, and well, I got to, you know, kind of observe him a bit and watch our director, David Sandberg, kind of take him through some scenes, and I was, more than anything, just trying to kind of feel what his essence is as a person, and then going to having meals with him and his family, just kind of learning how his head and his heart work, and then it was just us trusting our director and kind of, you know, blending the two of us into the same performance, if you will.
Will you go to a movie theater this weekend and watch the movie In Disguise?
I might. I thought about doing it. I don't know, man. Like, I hate watching myself on screen so much that it just makes me really uncomfortable. But I do really want to know what just like a regular audience that doesn't know that I'm there, that is just there enjoying the movie. Like, I would love to hear what their reaction is. Because the only two screenings I've seen are one with my friends and family, and they all had a great time. But again, they know I'm there. And then I was at the premiere, and everybody had a great time, but they knew I was there.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, just to get like an unbiased, you know, feel of it. But on social media, I mean, the response has been incredible. People are just losing their minds and feeling like they're really, you know, they're really happy that they got a movie in the theaters that brings them joy. And I think that's what our film does more than anything. It's just it's a joyride.
We're talking with Zachary Levi. He's in Shazam. He is Shazam in theaters right now. Now, you did become a businessman because of this movie, because you got your own supplements company.
What?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, basically, I've been in the gym for 6 days a week for the last year and a half. You know, sometimes two a days. And it's been like this incredible transformative, you know, season of my life, and I'm healthier and stronger than I've ever been, and I'm so super grateful that Warner Brothers basically paid me to get into the best shape of my life. But along the way, I've used a ton of proteins with amino acids and pre-workouts and stuff like that. And I realized that most all these companies, because they're trying to make more money on their bottom line, they cut the product. They don't give you a full tub of it, or they're giving you stuff that's, you know, literally cut with other, like what they call proprietary blend, which is not as good for you. So I said, well, to hell with it. I want better stuff for me. And I think other people would probably want that too. So I started my own company called Flow. Flow Supplements. You can go to flowsupps.com.
I'm in.
And there's only a couple products, and both products only have a couple flavors. We're just keeping it nice and simple. But we want to create, the aim was to make something that was the best thing on the product for the best possible price, because I believe that we should be valuing people over profits. I think with all of our businesses, we need to start caring more about all of our lives, and we can do that by just flipping the script on that a little bit. Then we can have better supplements, we can have better experiences, we can have better movies, we can have better everything.
Look at you.
Okay, Zachary, brownie batter or salted vanilla caramel?
That's what we're getting.
Yeah,
which one? Which
somebody's
one?
Doing their research.
I'm on it, but which one do you prefer?
I mean, honestly, they're both so friggin' tasty. They genuinely are. Like, me and my partners did all the R&D, we did all the taste testing, we've really dove into all this to make sure that this is something that we genuinely like. Because I'm not good at selling stuff that I don't genuinely like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
It's tough enough when you're going and, you know, doing a TV show or a film or something that, you know, you might be on the fence about, like, oh, is this good? I don't know. I'm so grateful that, like, promoting Shazam, I genuinely like this film and people really like it. I'm so grateful that I made these supplements. And I know that I think that they're fantastic, but I don't know. Go if you're are you a chocolate or vanilla person?
Yeah, I think I'm more vanilla. Chocolate.
I'm probably going to go with vanilla.
Then go with the vanilla.
That's what we're going to do.
And
exactly.
The pre-workouts are really good too.
I hope it's
awesome.
I hope it's just as successful as your clothing line. Those Levi's have really taken.
Thank you, man. You know, that's been years and years in the making, but I think it's finally starting to catch on.
Right. Thanks for laughing at that joke. I know you hear it a lot, Zachary. And have you been doing music lately?
No, you know, my goal was this last year was to record an album finally, because I just love singing so much, and I've been so grateful that I've gotten to do a bit of that in my career, but the timing just didn't work out. But eventually, I think I'd like to start recording music and sharing that with the world, yeah.
I should have put you on the soundtrack.
Right?
Well, I don't know. that's like wearing the band shirt to the concert, you know. I don't know that we needed to have me singing in Shazam, you know.
Hey, have
but go ahead.
No, go ahead with your music.
Oh no! I was just gonna say, you know. But eventually, if I get to, you know, make some music and incorporate that more into my career, I'd love to do that. I just always want it to feel like it's the right thing. Shoehorning yourself into your own movie might come across as just not the best move, perhaps.
And now, has The Rock reached out since you talked about him on Live with Kelly and Ryan?
No, I've not. I have yet to hear from The Rock.
Come on,
La Roca. La Roca is a very busy man right now. Yeah, so.
He was supposed to be his twin, basically. Remember? We played it on the show.
Yeah, I mean, what's that now?
For those who haven't heard what you said, what did you say about The Rock?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so The Rock was cast or, you know, attached to the role of Black Adam many years ago. And Black Adam is essentially Shazam's doppelganger. Like, he's the bizarro evil version of Shazam. So that's why I didn't even think I had a chance of getting the job to begin with, because when I was looking at The Rock, I don't exactly see, it's not like I'm looking into a mirror, you know what I mean? But you know, hopefully down the road, I would love if Shazam and Black Adam got their big battle that a lot of the fans, I'm sure, are hoping for. And if that gets to be The Rock, then that would be pretty cool, too. I mean, you know, he's the biggest action star in the world. That's got to count for something.
Very busy man.
Yeah, he really is. But hopefully he does reach
out.
Very busy. And man, we wish you the best of luck this weekend. I know you guys are going to sell out every theater. Zachary Levi, Shazam in theaters right now. Dude, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us. We really appreciate you, dude.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you. Y'all have a great day.
Bye,
Zachary.
Thanks.
What a cool dude.
Yeah,
I like his
nice
energy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like
he's not jaded yet.
Nah. No, he's been in the industry for a long time.
I know,
time,
he's
though.
Been working, but he's not like this mega colossal.
Super,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's still on the come up, where you think you know his name, you think you recognize his face.
Now?
The proof's going to be now that he's going to be a mega superstar.
I think he's going to be like a Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I hope so.
Where he just stays the same. He's going to be funny. He's going to have that same energy and just keep it going.
Yeah.
What a great dude.
Because so many times we've had celebrities we're so excited to talk to, and it's like, are we bothering you right now? Would you like to finish chewing your breakfast and swallow before you answer that question, sir? You know?
Yeah.
And what happens along the way where you just get so beat down by
plus
it,
they just,
you know?
They just don't respect radio either.
That's true.
Yeah. Exactly. Respect.
I liked him. I liked his energy.
I did too.
So buy his supplements too. Just because he's so cool.
Yeah, sneak that protein shake into Shazam.
What a stud, man. All right, we'll have the interview if you came in the middle. Up at KidNation.com later. Again, Shazam in theaters now. And right now, it is time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
You know the password. Even Zachary knew the password when he came on and did the interview. Right. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
What caller number should we take, Jenna?
17.
Caller number 17. You get to play Beat the Bank Extreme next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Cheetos right there with the song.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Al.
Cool, man.
I like that.
Thanks.
Hi, Melissa. Hey!
Hey!
I'm so excited. You don't know how many times we've tried to call. Oh, my God.
Look, all it takes is that one time to get in, Melissa, and you finally did it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Who is the we you speak of?
Yeah, who's with you?
Me and my son, we listen to you every morning when I drive in this call.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Let's give him a shout out.
Joe.
What Melissa up? And Joe.
Hi.
Hi. How old's Joe?
Oh, my God. He's 11.
11 years old.
My man.
First time on the radio. Took your mom this long, Joe, and you just did it at 11 years old like a champion.
And he's the one that was dialing for me. Like, I'm like,
hey,
I gave him the phone. Here, try to call.
Oh, he's
the
lucky.
Way to go, Joe.
You know you're going to have to split it in half with him now, Melissa, since he did the
dialing. Tell me what you got to do with their money.
I'm Joe's agent. I'm helping out. That's what's up.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited.
Oh, it's okay. We want you to be excited. What are you guys going to be up to today?
Work.
Yeah, just a little work, and he's going off to school.
What does Joe do for a living?
I was going to work. He wasn't going to school.
That's work right there.
It definitely is. All right, Melissa, you guys have a long day ahead of you, so we want to get it going for you. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Sunshine.
Password accepted.
Sure is. That is the password, and that's what you are, Melissa. You're a ray of sunshine. Aww. I like the energy you're giving us. All right. Now that you gained entry into the vaults, which one would you like to choose?
15.
Vault number 15. Okay, let's get that one ready and cleaned up for you. Here's how the game works. You're going to be in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there, Melissa. Your only job is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will win. Now, our tip is that if you hear any amount that ends in 1,000, you yell stop. It will not go any higher than that. If it's 1,000, if it's 2,000, 5,000, or the grand prize of 10,000, those are the finals, okay? If it says 1,000, yell stop.
If.
And now it might be less than that.
It might not say
just go with your gut feeling because if that door closes, you get nothing. All right, Melissa?
Okay.
All right.
You guys are ready. You know how to play the game. Let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$150, $240, $300, $350, $480, $570, $640, $750.
Stop.
$750.
$750.
Hey. go. Got ourselves a winner right there.
What are you and Joe going to do with $750, girl?
Oh, gosh. We don't even know yet. We can't even think. We're so excited.
Good. Yeah.
All right.
You guys have the whole weekend to come up with how to spend that much money. Look, that's in your pocket.
Yeah, and I'm off this weekend.
Oh, perfect. Let's go shopping. Right. $750. You could do some damage right there. But, hey, just for fun, you got that money. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
830. 930. 1,000.
You got most of it, though.
Good,
you got most of it. You got 750.
Yeah, I got some money. That's all I'm happy about.
You most of it. You did good.
3/4 of it right there. That's what you got, Melissa. Congratulations. Hang on for us. We'll get you set up with your $750.
Sweet.
Just like that.
Sweet.
And look, if you've been trying to get in with Beat the Bank, Melissa just did it. She said she's been trying for a long time. She finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
Got another chance for you on Monday. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with those passwords so you could play. And right now, let's get into some new music.
All right.
A lot of good stuff came out today, including Khalid. He's got a new album out. It's called Free Spirit. And he has a song with John Mayer on this bad boy.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a lot of sexy going on with those two guys. The song with John Mayer is called Out of My Head. He's smiling the whole time he's singing. His album's out, Free Spirit. We also have some new music from the Lumineers. I like the Lumineers. I haven't heard from them in a minute.
While, yeah.
Their new song, it's about addiction, and it's called Gloria.
I really like Lumineers, but so many of their songs sound the same, and they're a woman's name.
they got their sound down.
Dedicated to Gloria Allred.
Okay.
Sure. She's a Gloria.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing Gloria.
I think I'm out. Gloria.
Well, there's a song called Gloria.
That one.
All right, you got it. All right, JC.
Okay, I'll do... which song were you talking about? I'll go with the Lumineers, Gloria.
I was going with the other one.
Okay.
Really long time ago.
Jenna.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
No, you're out. Right. You're out. Gloria Gaynor.
All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Gloria.
No. What? You're out.
No.
That, yes,
Gloria
Bunker. Point.
Okay.
Point.
Gloria Estefan.
Ooh, good.
Al?
Gloria.
You're out.
Right.
All right, Kelly.
Crap.
Isn't there a Gloria? No. That's not right. I was going to say Gloria Cashiola. I made that up, didn't I?
Yes.
Oh, Kelly. Feminist. Yeah. Come on. Get the feminist.
Gloria Steinem. Thank you.
Dang.
Gotta help my girl.
Mi tia Gloria.
What? I'm sorry?
Your Aunt Gloria?
Yeah. My Aunt Gloria.
Mi tia Gloria.
No.
She's
no.
famous?
No.
She
no.
was in a soap opera for one scene in Mexico?
No.
Yeah, she was.
I think that Jenna and I together are the queen of Glorias.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you right now. I feel like my tia Gloria should be allowed. She has some creds. All right, and we got one more here.
There's a Gloria that works in the building as well. Just so
oh,
you guys.
That's right. Yeah. Cashiola?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I was like, where am I getting that name from? Because we don't usually go Cashiola. By people's last name.
Yeah. See, there wow. you go. Look at that.
I thought it was like a celebrity thing. Like we had to be known
Gloria.
I couldn't figure out the name.
If we know her, it's legit.
Oh, so
you don't know Gloria?
I know who she is, but I just couldn't think of where the last name doesn't always. Yeah.
She's the next big thing.
No, I do, but I thought in this game it had to be
right.
Like a Sign him, or it wouldn't have counted.
Then my Gloria, my tia Gloria.
No, we don't know her.
Get her autographed now. It's going to be worth a lot here in a little bit.
All right, and also, Bozzy came out with a new song. It's called Paradise. Jenna played it on her That's What I Like.
Yep.
So you can listen to that one. But we do have another one from Jonas. Yes, the Jonas Bros are called. They came out with a new song. It's called Cool. Lately I've been feeling so cool. Post Malone after he put him in his song, and I'm rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas. Yeah. They have a lyric in this song called I Feel Like Post Malone When I Get Home, sitting there waiting like it's the Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Yeah, because Joe's with Sophie. Joe sings it, he's with Sophie. And then,
deep.
What? It's very deep.
I'm saying it's deep.
Yeah. Speaking of cool, there's a very cool man in the building now.
Who's that?
Yeah. Our boy Nick Adams.
Oh.
Yeah, look at him. Look how cool he looks.
Oh, wow. You are
yeah.
cool.
Glasses?
Hey, everybody, no.
No. Kelly, no. Wait. Wait a minute here. Ladies, by the way, he is taken. So when
pregnant
he tells
again?
You,
what I'm about to tell you, I am taken, guys. So don't come jump my bones over here in a second, okay?
Okay.
I know I'm usually like a solid 9.5 on the cool and attractive scale, but let's see how many points I get with my new accessory.
You think it'll give you a half?
Nope.
Bought
myself a tool belt.
Look at you, man.
Yes.
Look
what,
at you.
What kind of tooling you doing?
Well, it's empty. I still have the tags on it right now. But
it smells like the hardware store.
It does. It still
smells
new.
Let me smell that thing.
Well, you're gonna. That's his crotch area.
Wow. And you know, I'm doing some projects around the house, and I was up on a ladder the other day, and I needed a tool belt, and so yesterday I was at the store, and I said, I need to get me one of those. And
okay, but Nick, that has a lot of pockets.
I may have gone a little over the top for the tools I need.
So, like, what are you going to put, like, in that one, in the front center?
Maybe a tape measure. I got a spot for a pencil. I got a few spots for hammers.
Okay.
If I need more than one hammer,
hold on a second.
Nick,
tell him.
You're wearing it like an apron.
Well, no, the tools
go in the back. Yeah, the tools go in the back.
I had to show it off.
This segment's brought to you by Tool Apron.
I can't show y'all my cool tool belt if it's behind on my butt. So
okay. I didn't know if you knew.
They don't wear it in the back. They wear it to the side.
No, it's kind of to the side.
The hip. You gotta reach it.
You've got pockets for snacks.
And the back, so when you have to pee, you can get to your stuff.
The back, Al, you're not reaching. You're not pulling nails out of your butt crack.
You don't put it like that. You gotta let the abs show.
For
the ladies.
For a drill.
Just let him wear his belt.
I got a sack here for nails and screws.
I'm happy.
I'm excited.
I'm happy that you got one. I just want to tell you how to wear it.
Let him have his joy.
I want him to wear it, right?
He can wear it where it works for him.
Yeah. Every job may be different. Some jobs, I may wear it towards the back, some towards the front.
No, don't wear it towards the front. No.
I like it. It's like a fanny tool.
Water bottle.
Why don't you go over the shoulder? Like a satchel.
Depending on the job, I could.
You could do that if you want to.
You could. So how many cool points, guys?
If you turn it around, you get plenty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good.
I'm proud of you, Nick.
Dad points.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to put it on the wall in my garage. So like the one person that sees my garage a year, be like, that guy's got a tool belt.
You should get it embroidered with your initials.
That might take away from the cool points.
Yeah. But it goes with your vibe. It's a preppy, tool belt.
Totally.
You got to have all kinds. You got to have hammer and that little loop deal.
I'm gonna leave it outside in the rain, rub some paint on it so it gets
looks
worn
like it's
down
warm.
And used.
Do you have any tools to put in the tool belt?
I have tools. I do have tools. So got space for drill bits.
Yeah. Look at you.
Exciting.
Speaking of, since I got you in here, Nick, can you tell us about your cute story with your son real quick?
Well, this kind of...
This is great.
Yesterday, my son, Davis, he's 2.5. And so I pick him up from school.
Yeah.
And right when I pick him up, he, in front of his class and teachers, he looked up and pointed at me and he said, Daddy's gay.
Oh.
And I
I was like,
pretty gay.
Okay. I couldn't. I had no idea. My son doesn't know what straight is. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he's little. How old is he?
He's 2.5.
2, yeah.
And he said it again before we left school. And he said it again at dinner. And then, like, while I was giving it, he kept saying it.
He's coming at you.
You take the approach of ignoring it.
Yeah. I definitely have learned if you don't want them to say something, you don't acknowledge it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I just couldn't figure out what he was saying. And then he said it again at bedtime. And I realized I was wearing a gray shirt.
Oh.
Daddy, gray.
Gray.
Oh, he's learning colors.
Learning colors, yes.
Yeah. I thought it was because he said he wanted a tool belt.
Daddy
back
gay. Huh? What? That was a little strange yesterday.
I love my wife, Blair.
I love mommy. Mommy, I love her.
All right. Well, Nick, congratulations on your tool belt.
Thanks, guys.
And your nice gray shirt that you have.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.